Blessed be the name of the Lord God of Israel. May his name be glorified. May his name be exalted. This morning is another morning, and the day and the hour in your nation that he, the Lord God, has made. And we all have to rejoice and be glad in it. I want to welcome all of you to this morning cool of the day daily devotional. Going to deal with the walking voice, episode 3, and we are going to deal with the 3 P's of the garden. That is the principles of Eden, the protocols of Eden, and provisions of Eden. But before that, let me share a word of prayer with you. Great I am, sustainer of all life, the creator of heaven and earth, hallowed be thy name. We honor thee, we exalt thee, we thank you for all what you have done for us. Thank you for the opportunity to see yet another day. Have your way, speak to us, heal us, deliver us, bless us, draw us closer to you through your word and by your word. I thank you, Abba Father, for an answered prayer. In Yahusha HaMashiach's name I have prayed. Amen. I want to welcome all of you again to this morning cool of the day daily devotional. I believe strongly that this morning the Lord has a word for you, and this word will transform your life forever. We are still dealing with the 3 P's of Eden, the principles, the protocols, and the provisions of Eden. And it is under the Walking Voice episode 3, because it is a new year. Precious people of the way, there is a need for us to understand principles, protocols, in order to enjoy certain provisions. Provisions are in Eden, but there are protocols to be observed, and there are principles to live by. So today we are going to start with the first P, which is the principle. So the principles of Eden, the principles of Eden, the principles of Eden. Precious people of the way, Yahuwah did not bring to be or create things just for creation's sake. There are fundamental truths that serves as a foundation of everything he created. So people of the way, the word principle simply means the basic idea or rule that explains or controls how things work or how things happen. So it boils down to the fundamental truth or the foundation of a system, a belief, or behavior. So there is a way things needs to be done right in the Garden of Eden, and there is a kind of life that Yahuwah intended, planned, purposed in mind, that life should be lived. But without the fundamental truth, if you don't know this truth, it will not form the basic for which you will live in Eden. People live anyhow. People walk anyhow. Because they have no idea of principles. When you know a principle, you stick to that. Because it connotes also the way of life, which is culture. So principled people are cultured people. So in the Eden, in the Garden of Eden, there are principles. These principles are guidelines. These principles are lives and lifestyles that needs to be lived. So, there are many people, they don't know how things happens in Eden, how things works in Eden, because they lack the principles of Eden, the lifestyle of Eden. People of the way, I'm going to mention 5 basic principles, and we are going to take them one after the other. The first of it is the principle of fellowshipping. Principle of fellowshipping. Don't forget, Yahuwah gave a portion of Eden, which became Garden of Eden, unto man, not to live independently. Man was to have a fellowship with him. Man was to live with him. So, in Eden, if you forgo or forfeit the principle of fellowshipping, you can't live in Eden. When Yahuwah said, "Let us create man in our image and likeness," Genesis 1:26-27. The Bible continues by saying, "And man, they were created in his image, but it was left with the likeness." It was left with the likeness. "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air." You see, but verse 27 says, "So God, Yahuwah, created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them." So they have gotten the image. They were to fellowship with Yahuwah for them to now have his likeness, so that they will look like him. It is same as today. When you accept Yahusha, you accept the express image of the Father, which is Christ in you. So you have the image. But to look like him, live like him, is a process. Be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind. So the word must come forth. You fellowship, you meditate on the word, then you will now be transformed to that image which is in you. So it is a process. This process, if you take fellowship out of it, you can't become. So the cool of the day, the voice walked into the garden to have a fellowship with man. And it was rather unfortunate that that hour, that cool of the day, that season of visitation, Satan had already come in to deceive man to look like God by telling him to eat that which he ought not to eat. So in Eden, if you forgo the principle of fellowshipping, there is no way you will live to the fullness of Eden. So there are many people today, they love to be in paradise. They love to live in the presence of the Most High. They love to be in Eden, but they don't know the basic principle of fellowshipping. So it's an act. Many people don't even know how to fellowship with the Father. We will, as the journey continues, we will dig deep and know steps how man ought to fellowship with him according to his word. The second principle in the Garden of Eden is principle of the word you understand today, education. The principle of education. You see, the Garden of Eden was like a college. Today, the highest, I don't know if it is the university. So it was like a university. It was like a place that man needs to be educated. This education, I'm referring to training. Because Yahuwah is more practical than theoretical. So, man was not put in the Garden of Eden as all-knowing. No. The wise man said, a man should go to the ants and learn. So everything Yahuwah placed in the garden, it was for educational purposes. They were to teach man. Okay? You know, one thing that is so important for man to grab or understand and live by is nature teaches our nature many things. Okay? So he placed all the things in the Garden of Eden because of who we are, because of our nature. You see? Nature teaches. Creation teaches. Because we are of that. So, anytime man forfeit this principle, he becomes ignorant. He will not be able to live to the fullness of Eden. Right in the presence of the Lord, in paradise. You know, Eden means the presence, a delightful place. Okay? A place that one would desire to be. Okay? So, in the Garden of Eden, it was like a classroom. A place where knowledge would be imparted. Because man had not attained. You see, Yahuwah planned purpose in mind that man will have his image and then become like him, look like him, live like him, act like him. Because man was to represent him here in the Garden of Eden. Remember, the earth is a colony of heaven. So Yahuwah wanted to colonize the earth with the culture of heaven. And for culture, there is education. You can't be well cultured without learning. You can't be cultured without education. You can't be cultured. That is why in the world today, Satan has built a certain educational system. And it is all to culture man. It is all to cause man to live in a certain way. So it was like a college. Now, many people don't know this principle. So people even doubt if they can make it without going to school. Many people they have become enemies to themselves. You see, you are the only one who can stop yourself from making it. So, because of this lack of knowledge, because many lack knowledge about this, they end up, doubting their potentials. They end up even doubting if they can make it without, the educational system of today. So men of today have become knowledgeable, but so unwise. Garden of Eden, the principle of education, if you go by that, understand this, you now become so wise. The next principle that we will talk about is the principle of management. And this one, you should put in bracket, leadership. Okay? So man was put in the Garden of Eden to manage. And there is a principle of management. He who is managing is leading. You can't be a good leader without principle of management. You see, man of age, it calls for maturity. That is why he was not created a boy, but a man. So many people go to the presence of the Lord just to speak in tongues. They want to be in Eden just to, shout and scream. But that should not be the case. You see, if you understand this principle, you will not waste your time in the presence of the Lord. And everything around you is not in order. Everything is not, you see, what you don't manage well can't grow, including your vision. In fact, including the physical life he has gifted you. You know, many die prematurely because of lack of management. Many dreams have died because of lack of management. So, in the Garden of Eden, this basic principle, men of today, they lack it. Therefore, we abuse the presence. We abuse almost everything Yahweh has blessed us with. We abuse gifts. We abuse even knowledge. Because we lack this, the basic, truth about management. Therefore, we are unable to live as rare managers. Okay? You can become so poor if you don't understand the principle of management. You don't need a university, a university degree or PhD to be able to manage Once you find yourself in Eden, once you find yourself in Yahuwah, there is the need for you to know how to manage, know how to lead. The next principle has to be the principle of accommodation, housing. You see, birds, they know how to, you know, create a place, an abode for them to live in. Animals, in fact, every creature, they know that I have to prepare a place where I will be. It is only man that the place was prepared for him to be. Now, many people, housing in general, let me use accommodation. You know, there are many people in this world, this generation, they cannot live to the fullness of Christ in them because of the knowledge they lack when it comes to accommodation or housing. You see, you know, there are people who think building, you know, hall and chamber, a mansion is what I'm talking about. No. You see, there can be no home, okay, no matter how nice the building is, if you don't apply the principle we are going to learn under this. You see, it's not just about where you put your head. In scripture, when we talk about housing, accommodation, it goes beyond the structure. Okay? You know, sound and size matters when it comes to housing. Because of your nature. So, it's not every place that one needs to live. In fact, you can't apply some principles when it comes to principle of management. You can't learn some things. You can't fellowship. Staying anywhere and everywhere. Now, once man was kicked out from the Garden of Eden, the Bible says he was to till the ground. He started struggling. He started suffering. Now, you can imagine finding your place at a place where all these principles cannot be applied. You can't live to the fullness of Christ. Eden will not benefit you. You will not be blessed. You see, there are many people, when you ask them where they want to be, they will tell you, if they want to own lands, they will tell you it's Legon, because that is where people want to be, you know. New York. I mean, if they want to make properties. But that is not supposed to be so. You see, things have changed. Now, when we take them one after the other under principle of housing or accommodation, you look at the seven lessons or the seven notes, the seven things you need to know before you live according to the plan and purpose of Yahuwah for your life in Garden of Eden. There are people, they have built, but there is no, you know, a room, a place where they will meditate, a prayer room. When we get there, we are going to learn all these things. No natural environment, nothing is there. No pleasant things. But in a garden, all the trees were pleasant to the eyes, you know. Then the fifth principle is principle of obedience. The principle of obedience. And under this, we will see discipline. We will look at discipline. Precious people of the way, many people have forfeited this principle, and that will cancel all the benefits they will get from the principle of, you know, fellowshipping, principle of education, management, housing, or accommodation. Because this protects the rest. This will cause you to even enjoy the rest. Without this, you lose everything. You know, he told man not to eat a certain tree. It was for discipline purpose. To be disciplined is not only in dressing, because man was created naked and was living in glory. There was no need for trousers and those things to tuck in for them to see you are disciplined. You know, discipline is when you go by restrictions. When there is a restriction and you are able to live. You see, living within a limit, a boundary. That is discipline. Don't go here, you don't go there. Don't move, you don't move. Don't eat, you see. Lack of discipline is what has caused many even to become poor. They are unable to manage their finance very well because they are not disciplined. They want to buy anything and they want to eat anything. You see, so if you look at the life of Abraham, Abraham was so, so disciplined. Very, very disciplined. And you see, without discipline, no one can walk by faith. Because in the realm of spirit, in God's realm, when it comes to God's factor, I'm talking about faith, there are restrictions. You don't do what you like. You don't say what you want to say. You can be sick and he says, say you are strong. You can be weak and instead of you saying I am weak, he says, say I am strong. You don't say I am poor. You don't say I am. No. So, when we get to this principle, you will learn how to be disciplined. You see, many people go to Eden, the presence of Yahuwah. Even many people want to be in paradise, but they have not learned to be disciplined. You see, a well-cultured believer is very disciplined. Very disciplined. So, right in the Garden of Eden, there is, you can clearly see that Yahuwah wanted man to live this principle. But it's rather unfortunate. Man caused, the serpent caused man, in fact, to become so indisciplined. You see, the most indisciplined creature on this earth is not actually a goat. It's a sinner. A sinner does not live, you see, for sinners, you know, they want to be where they want to be. And that is not of Yahuwah. They want to eat what they love to eat. No. Because your flesh itself, because of the one act of disobedience, our flesh has become so indisciplined. So many people cannot, you know, when you are not disciplined, you cannot submit. And if Christ becomes your head, you submit. Many people cannot submit because they are not disciplined. So, precious people of the way, we are going to end here and continue another time by taking them one after the other and taking the lessons under each of them. At the end of the day, I tell you, your life will be transformed to the very image which is in you. The image is Christ in you. It is hidden. It must manifest in the way you live, outwardly, so that you look like him, you talk like him, you act like him, you pray like him. Anything less than this is not of the kingdom. Yahweh bless all of you. May he increase you. May he protect you. I pray that he, the Lord, will strengthen you today. I pray that he will grant you what it takes to live in Eden and never to walk out and suffer. I pray that provisions will be made available. I pray that what you need to accomplish today, may you receive that strength. May you receive grace. May you receive favor. May you receive his provisions in the mighty name of Yahusha HaMashiach. Take care of yourself. Today, those who are outside and you don't do services on Fridays, exactly 6 o'clock today, we will go live for you to also join and fellowship with us. Do not forsake the gathering of the brethren. Yahweh bless you. Make sure you share and introduce it to someone. Bye-bye.